From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will seek to deepen ties in the region. The U.S. leader will meet with Laos President Vaunang Vorachith at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday. The White House says President Obama has canceled a planned meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Obama said earlier that he wanted to meet with the Philippine leader to raise concerns about the recent extrajudicial killings of suspected drug dealers. Mr. Duterte apparently was not pleased with that prospect.
I am a president of a sovereign state, and we have long ceased to be a colony. I do not have any master except the Filipino people. Nobody but nobody. You must be respectful. Do not just throw away questions and statements.
Mr. Duterte followed that remark with a vulgarity and referring to Mr. Obama, the American president, then called off the meeting. The third blast of the day rocked Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, late Monday. It was followed by gunfire. A guest house frequented by foreigners was said to be the target. Earlier, a suicide bomber killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 90. That explosion happened near the Afghan Defense Ministry as crowds gathered to inspect the site of the first smaller explosion. Afghanistan's Tolo TV says that the ministry's senior commander, General Abdul Razik, is among those killed. The Taliban claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. The blasts hit the government-held cities of Homs and Tartus, the Kurdish-held town of Hasakeh, and the countryside of Damascus. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launches an intolerable and reckless act that jeopardizes the peace and stability of the region. Japan's defense ministry says the rockets fell into its exclusive economic zone in the region, which is known in Korea as the East Sea. The United Nations Security Council will meet Tuesday to discuss the launches. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's autonomy from the Chinese government is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Final results show pro-democracy candidates won 30 of 70 seats in the Legislative Council. Among the winners in Sunday's council elections was 23-year-old Nathan Law, one of the leaders of the 2014 pro-democracy demonstrations. Two other winners, 25-year-old Yao Wai-ching and Sixtus Baguio Lung of the Youngspiration Party. Leung says the election shows that Hong Kong people have lost trust in the one country, two systems and the Hong Kong Basic Law. More than 2 million people, or 58% of registered voters, cast their ballots in the election. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blasted Republican rival Donald Trump's business record Monday, pointing out his numerous bankruptcies and allegations of poor treatment of his workers. Her campaign speech at a Labor Day event in Cleveland, Ohio, got off to a rough start. Clinton had a coughing fit and appeared to have a hard time breathing. She told the crowd that, quoting now, "every time I think about Trump, I get allergic," end of quote. Trump was also in Ohio Monday meeting with union members. He blamed President Barack Obama for allowing U.S. corporations to move jobs to Mexico. He told reporters Monday that illegal immigrants may not have to return home, saying he is not ruling out anything. He said a final decision would come in the future. The latest public opinion polls give Clinton a 44% to 41% edge in Ohio and a 4% lead nationally. Italy's Coast Guard says the bodies of 15 migrants were recovered off the coast of Libya Monday. It says 2,700 migrants were rescued as they made their way across the Mediterranean toward Europe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.